Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The live Saturday edition, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. So enjoy all the features there for free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, there are various different ways you can do that. One of them is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. So we continue here discussing something that, for those of you just tuning in, maybe a little bit uncomfortable to discuss. I can tell you, it's a very unusual issue, but I think one that deserves to be enlightened upon, one that deserves to be discussed. So we're talking about a mother, not a 36-year-old mom, had her son, gave it up for adoption just days after having him. She had some real issues growing up, apparently was molested, likely by a family member. Some horrible things happened to her. And then years later, over the time that her son was growing up, to the point where he became 14 years old, she had been receiving pictures of him in the mail through the adopted family. The 14th birthday, she didn't get a picture, so she sought him out online, and she found him. And they apparently hit it off and ended up getting together and having sexual relations with one another more than once, with him even moving into her house with her husband and the five kids that they had. So she had a sexual relationship with her own 14-year-old son, and now she's looking at 9 years in jail, 9 to 30 years in prison over this. And it is my perspective on this, as somebody who has come to the understanding that in order to actually have freedom for myself, which is pretty important to me, that I must allow other people to be free. And by allowing others to be free, that means they have to be free to make poor choices for themselves. That if somebody does something that I disagree with, I'm not going to tell them they need to go into a jail cell. I'm not going to send armed men after them and throw them into a cage because they've done something I disagree with. Now, if they actually cause harm to someone else, then I think some action can be taken in that case.
Right, and I think that's an important factor in this case, is that the young man, decided consensually to do all this stuff. It's weird, very, very weird and disgusting behavior, but he decided that he wanted to do that to the point that he moved in with the lady.
Yeah.
I mean, he made that decision, and I don't like these decisions, but I can tell you that I do not, A, believe that these incest laws that we have in the United States do anything to prevent incest. They didn't stop it here. And how many people are saying, well, you know, I would have sex with my child if it wasn't for these gosh darn incest laws?
Who would say that?
I mean, these people are so off their rockers that it doesn't matter.
Right.
So is locking this woman up preventing her from having sex with other of her children? Well, I'm sure that her current husband can divorce her and take the kids with her. I'll bet that he wins custody of the kids in a court battle.
It'd be a no-brainer, right?
I mean, that one's pretty clear. So this is a problem that it's all based on punishment. It has nothing to do with prevention. It has nothing to do with getting the person right on the right track as far as their brain goes.
But Mark, if we punish these people, then Americans can feel good about themselves because they're not so messed up, and those people that are messed up deserve to sit in a prison cell.
I think that's what it's all about. I think it's
that's
all about feeling better. And if the young man wants this for his mother, I don't know. But it seems to me kind of sick on his part to say, okay, I'll have sex with you, lady. And then a couple of few months later, when he finds out that, oh, this is really sick behavior, to decide that she ought to go to prison. If this young man committed a crime, we'd treat him like an adult. So why don't we treat him like an adult in this instance instead of saying, oh, he's a child. I tell you what, people all over America are getting thrown in prison at 14. The people aren't saying, oh, he's a child at that point. These crime and punishment folks aren't saying, oh, but he's just a baby.
Well, and then, of course, you've got the aspect of this about, people having sex under the age of 18. But as you pointed out, Mark, around the world, I mean, heck, even up in Canada, I think the age of consent is still 14 there. I don't know if they've raised it, but I know in Hawaii it was 14
for a long time.
Otherwise,
they'd be arresting their native population. I'll tell you what, it's completely ignored in Alaska. We have Inuit people in Alaska that are essentially left alone to do whatever they want. If the cops wanted to go in there and bust them for, getting married at 14. They could do that, but they don't.
And what good would that do?
Because
anybody?
We must homogenize these people. In America, everybody must act the same.
We must be the same. Let's go to your calls. Ladies first. Lynn is in South Carolina listening to WSC-FM. Hello, Lynn.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Lynn. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm great. I'd just like to make a few points. I work with children, and some of them have been sexually abused. And first of all, I'd like to say that the reason that the laws state that a 14, 15, 16 is not able to make choices is because it's proven through scientific method that they are not, their brains have not fully developed, and so they're not able to make decisions about things that are right and wrong. And when they do reach a mental state where they can, and they realize that they have gotten so fully damaged, and then it perpetuates, they usually become sexual predators themselves.
Okay, well, let me go on that first point there, the idea that there's this scientific study that says their brains haven't this and that. Okay, I have no reason to disbelieve you. I think there's truth to that. However, in the past and also around the world today, people have gotten married at age 13. They have lifelong relationships that start. You okay?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Just getting a lot of wind in the phone or something like that. So they've got lifelong relationships that start at age 13. Was it Loretta Lynn, Mark?
I think it was Loretta Lynn was 13 or 14.
She got married at age 13.
And if you looked at scientific, actually they have results, you would see that that probably was not a real healthy situation for her. And most people that get married at 13 don't stay married, and they have a lot of damage. But the other point I wanted to make...
Well, wait a minute. How can you make statements like that when these stories come from around the world in cultures that you are not even close to being familiar with? You can't say most people this and that.
I live in the United States of America, and that's what we're talking about. So I would...
No, we're talking about human beings.
I think society does play a role on this one because people are allowed to act out, and they live longer than they used to. I think that's so, but the question is... Do we allow people to make mistakes, or do we throw adults in prison?
Right, because science doesn't make mistakes.
May I comment now?
Go ahead.
I would say to you, as far as the prison goes, I would not put her in prison to punish her. She would be in prison to protect other children, because most molesters perpetuate and they are
habitual
molesters.
She didn't molest him. Molestation is unwanted, by definition, is unwanted sexual activity.
Well, then why do you think he went home and went to the counselor and decided to tell about it?
I don't know why.
I will tell you why, because he was upset about it, and now his life is... I can tell you.
But that doesn't mean it's molestation. Just because he was upset about his choices doesn't mean that it was molestation. He chose to go move in with her.
Right, and he's 14, and at that point, his brain is not ready to make decisions. And I heard you talk about he might be put in jail for robbing a bank, and I totally agree that a 14-year-old should not be treated as an 18-year-old in any court of law. And they should, and
but
if a child is molested at 14, they should not. They should, that adult should be put in prison, because children at 14 aren't ready to make decisions about whether or not they're ready to have sex and whether or not they should rob a bank. So to put her in jail would not be to. Would hopefully rehabilitate her, but it would remove her from society.
Yeah, prison doesn't rehabilitate.
I've seen the results. Well, I've seen results of children that are molested, and you can do anything to a child, but sexual molestation is the most devastating thing that can happen to a child, and they're never the same.
Oh, I know that. There's no doubt about it. We're not talking about molestation here. I understand that you want to keep painting.
He's 14, so that qualifies.
No. Molestation is unwanted.
Just because politicians called it molestation doesn't mean it's real molestation.
Right.
There are many young men that have sex at age 14 with women that are young women that are 14. Are they molested?
In my opinion, they're molesting each other. They're not raised.
It's ludicrous.
Like that.
It's consensual.
You know, half of the people listening to this show have been molested then?
I'm saying 14-year-olds that are having sex with each other will never be able to have a normal life.
How about 15-year-olds? Can they have a normal life?
Like I said, the studies show 18.
What age? I think I had a normal life. That's what I'm trying to say. I think I had a normal life.
Well, good for you. But I'm telling you, I've worked with
those
children.
I've worked with children.
And I think there's a whole big difference between an adult... who's over 18 having sex with a child under 18, because then it's not consensual. That's manipulation. That's predator behavior.
You could say it's manipulative, but
I was a 14-year-old male, and I, if it wasn't my mother, and I think that's the most bizarre, sick part of this story, but, you know, there were a lot of women I would have willingly had sex with at 14.
And they'd apparently would have been molesting you, Mark. Thank you for the call. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those, including archives. Hey, if you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them for you. Right there on the front page, get the last week. And then if you click into the archives page, you get the last few years' worth of the show. And it's all free. You don't have to log in. You don't have to jump through hoops or pay a membership fee or anything like that. We just give it away the way a good talk show website should be. Free archives and more over at freetalklive.com. Mark, tell me about gold and silver.
Well, you know, on talk radio, you hear about gold and silver all the time, either as a hedge against inflation, investment, or barter currency and thing in case things go south. Well, when I tried buying gold and silver a few years ago, I found the process to be dizzying. I didn't know the difference between collector's coins, numismatic coins, bullion coins, and all these other things. So what I tried to do is make the process easy. If you go to gold.freetalklive.com, you can see some coins that I've picked out there for people who just want to get precious metals in their hands, not coin collectors and anything like that. And you can, A, you can, you know, these coins are common, so you can talk to the other gold purveyors out there and compare prices. And we believe that at gold.freetalklive.com, we have some of the best prices on gold and silver coins on the internet. And also, you can get by there and support Free Talk Live. It's great. Go to gold.freetalklive.com.
So we've started talking about a case where a mother ended up having sex with her teenage son who hadn't lived with her whole life, but she met him later on when he was a teenager, that kind of thing. And it has led into this conversation about what molestation really is and who's molesting who. And just a moment ago, Mark, did I hear correctly? The last lady on the phone said that you would have been molested if you'd had sex at age 14?
Well,
with another 14-year-old
was that basically young people, and I'm assuming that, you know, she was starting with 14 as a ground zero there all the way down, but, you know, what about 15, 16,
oh, no, she said
17.
15, 16, and 17. She said 18. The studies show that 18 is the year where everybody's brains mature, which I don't think that's true.
And that would be a normal life. But I would say that you're talking about most people aren't normal then, at which point you don't get to use the term normal anymore.
Whatever that means, anyway.
Healthy, I suppose, but I don't feel unhealthy.
People will make mistakes.
I had sex prior to the age of 18. I mean, I don't feel like I've been ruined for life.
In some cases, having sex early on could be a mistake. You know, for instance, if you get pregnant or an STD or something like that. In some cases, it can be a mistake, and I think it needs to be approached cautiously, and people need to know what they're doing as much as possible before getting into it. You know, be educated about it. So I think there's a bad way to go about having sex at a young age, and I think there's a better way to go about it. But I think that it's ludicrous to believe that people are going to stop just because some politician passes a law and because they put some people in jail. I mean, people have been going to jail for statutory rape in this country, across the country, for years. Every year, men and women are put in jail for having sex with someone who's under an arbitrary age set by politicians, and it hasn't stopped anybody. None of that has ever stopped all of the instances of that happening out there. And I think, by the way, it's an insult to call statutory rape rape. It's a real insult to women who have really been raped.
Men get raped, too.
And I guess men get raped, too. So let's continue, though, with your phone calls and your thoughts. We go, again, ladies first, to Jenny, listening in St. Petersburg, Florida, to WFLA. Hello, Jenny.
Hi.
Hey, Jenny, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to let you know that I like your show. I think it's great that you're exposing people to a new perspective and making them think.
Thanks.
Yeah. And I agree with you that the mom doesn't need jail time. She needs mental help.
Yeah, that's what it's clearly needs mental help.
And the people that care, by the way, the people that care about her should help her with that. I also don't think that if you force somebody into treatment that it's a very effective thing.
Right.
I think the young man's going to need some mental help, too.
Yeah, probably. I just want to understand you better as far as the way you're thinking about this. You agree that actual pedophiles do need to be locked up away from children, right?
You mean the people that molest or rape children?
Right.
I think that, yeah, absolutely. I think that in general, when a crime is committed that actually involves force against another human being, the best thing that can happen is for them to pay restitution. So I'm not necessarily in favor of locking everybody up all willy-nilly.
This is where we deviate. Okay?
I think that restituting,
I believe those people need a good, nice cold jail cell.
I think that restituting a victim is the best thing that can happen, because when you lock somebody up, you're just punishing the victim a second time by forcing the victim to pay for the incarceration of the person who victimized them. If you've got somebody who isn't sorry about what they did, who is likely to go out and continue to reoffend, then I think it makes sense to keep that person in a cage. So, for instance, if you hurt somebody, whether we're talking about sexual issues or not, but if I go out and I get into a fight with somebody, for instance, that was, you know, in the spur of the moment, and it was, you know, people were, let's say, inebriated or whatever the circumstances, and I was an otherwise upstanding member of society, and I've got a job, and I'm out there, and I'm, you know, I'm in the community and that sort of thing, then it would make sense for me to just be able to continue about my life while paying restitution to the victim, whereas if I was like some madman who was on a murderous rampage or molesting a bunch of kids or something like that, then yeah, that would make sense to put me in a cage.
Okay. Well, before you let me go, the real question I'm trying to get at is I understand that you don't agree with an arbitrary age, which I think I kind of agree with, like as far as the age of consent. But where do you draw a line at all? Like, how young is too young for a person to, you know, engage in sexual activity?
This is always a good question, right? Because
I think you would agree that 2 6-year-olds experimenting perhaps should have talks from their parents, but that's really
right.
The end of it, right?
Okay. What I mean is
with adults.
Right. Someone 18 or over having sex with, you know, like a 10-year-old or an 8-year-old, is that okay?
I don't think that it's okay. Again, I'd like to clarify the difference between thinking something's okay. And
is it a crime? Would you know? When does it become a crime?
I think this is a really difficult territory, right? It's a tough question to answer because different people mature at different ages. I can say that when I was 10 years old, I was engaging in sexual behavior with my next-door neighbor who was not 18 at the time but 16, so more than twice my age, certainly far more mature than I, and one could say that he was taking advantage of me, that kind of thing. But I know, I can remember explicitly making the decision to go over there. I made those decisions to sneak out of my room at night and sneak into his house and engage in those behaviors, and I knew absolutely what it was that I was doing. So I don't think that young man should have been placed in a jail cell or should have been punished in any way for the choices I made. What I would answer to that would be, I don't think it should be any sort of governmental thing. I think that ostracism should come into play, and that if you've got somebody who's behaving in a way that you find unacceptable, you should let them know that, and then you should engage in some level of ostracism. It could even come to the point where you believe that kids are in such danger with this person that you believe you need to go and rescue those kids. So you could go and save those kids, and you could use the term kidnap if you want, but you could go and rescue those kids from an undesirable situation, and then if the kids wanted to be rescued, they would show you appreciation. If they didn't, they would tell you, hey, we'd like to go back to daddy who was molesting us. And then if that was the case, then they should be let go back.
Now, I'd like to respond, too, just so that you don't think that everybody on the show believes this same way. I think that there needs to be some kind of arbitrary number, because otherwise, how do you come up with
it? Who sets it? Who decides?
Yeah. I guess society has to set it.
Well, that's
it, right?
What I'm saying. Well, each individual decides
for
themselves. Thank you. Each individual decides for themselves what they think is appropriate, what sort of situations they deem appropriate, and then they engage in ostracism based on that, based on their viewpoint.
I don't think ostracism is entirely effective at this point. I don't think we have the networks available.
So then kidnap a kid that you think is in trouble.
Right.
And that's what you want the government to do, right?
The government's going to let you do that, right?
Well, that's what you want them to do for you. Why don't you just kidnap them yourself?
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue, at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try My Pillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, My Pillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. My Pillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. My Pillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. My Pillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. My Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. You can enjoy stuff like our wiki, Shrine of Female Listeners, the news updates, a lot of different stuff. It's all free for you, so enjoy over at freetalklive.com. And when it comes to ostracizing people, Mark, it's good to know about who they are and what they've done.
Yeah, as far as your reputation goes, you can use myreputation.com to defend your reputation online. You're being searched every day, and it's affecting your life, whether you realize it or not. So know and control what the Internet says about you. Private, accurate, or unflattering, inaccurate or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. Go to MyReputation.com to find out more how to protect yourself online. Promo code FREE, F-R-E-E, to get a special discount at MyReputation.com.
All right, so we're continuing here, and before I get back into the phone calls, we're talking about young people and sex and the law and molestation and versus statutory rape, all these various different issues that all stem from a story about a mother having sex with her 14-year-old teenage son. And the one thing I wanted to clarify was the question about, well, what age, right? What age is too young was our last question.
Right, you and I don't agree on this issue entirely.
No. But I wanted to clarify what I was saying about, this whole kidnapping idea. I will leave people alone. If something's happening close to me, if it's happening to somebody that I know, then I probably will likely say something. Maybe I would then be spurred to actually doing something about it. Like, for instance, like I said, if you know of a young person, like, an 8-year-old or something like that, that is involved in something that you think is absolutely dangerous or inappropriate in their home, whatever that means, whether it be some sort of sexual molestation or whether it be physical abuse, whatever. If something awful is happening to a child, then if you want to get involved in that, then you should go and take that child from that home and accept full responsibility for your actions if that parent takes you to court for kidnapping their kid and the kid
says...
You're
talking about it, a fantasy world in the future. You're talking about where it would be essentially
right,
there would be no policing organization that would come and get that person and bring them back.
Because I don't support the government enforcing their viewpoint upon everybody else by some arbitrary standard. I think that you should create your own arbitrary standard because that's all it is, right? It's just each individual making their own decisions. And I think that that you should be willing to enforce that if that's really that meaningful to you. So if you go and enforce it, then you would be liable for your actions. So, for instance, if the child were being abused and wanted to go back to the home in which they were being abused, then you really wouldn't be able to say no to that. You could ostracize the parents as much as you could in that case, and it would be tragic if that were to happen. And I would think most kids would want to be rescued from a situation like that. So I think in most cases it'd be fine in the wash. But my point here being that I will leave people alone. It's none of my business for the most part. Like I said, unless I'm close to it, then I feel like it might be my business at that point. But, for instance, the FLDS cult that is out right now in Arizona and Utah and other places in the Southwest, they're out right now on their little plantations and their compounds having sex with 13-year-old girls, 50-year-old men, regularly engaging in this behavior. It's happening as we speak. I am not going to mess with those people. It's a world away from me, and it is none of my damn business. So what is the age of consent for me? It doesn't matter. What matters is the situation.
I think that you're right, and I think the situation does matter. I think that, you know, depending on which culture they live in, you know, the sort of societal rules of that society should take precedent. So if you're talking about the FLDS, those people should be judged by their particular set of rules.
Well, wait a minute. What if you've got an FLDS person moving in next door to you? How do they all have to live?
They don't do that, right?
No, they don't. But do they all have to live on the same plot of land? And in order to be in a society,
it makes it tough. It makes it a tough scenario. And I say this is all tough. When you're talking about a young person consensually having sex with an older person, you get into some very sticky areas. And I don't know what the future is going to bring. So I think today we need some kind of arbitrary number. However, I think the arbitrary numbers that we have are failing us as a society.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Joe, listening in New Jersey to WGMD FM. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
Joe, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about Nancy Pelosi, but I'll stay on the same topic that you're on, because you kind of hit on something where I work. I work with different ethnic groups, and what they're doing is 22-year-old guys are having sex with 13-year-olders, and they're getting pregnant, they're not getting married, and they're collecting welfare. So, I mean, so what this woman did, I don't have a problem with that now. Now that you kind of got my blood boiling there, because what we got, we're going to have Sharia law in New York where they're going to start the ball rolling, where it's okay to shoot your wife. Is all that going to be okay too? So we got to stand by the law, fellas.
Well, what? Wait. This whole standing by the law thing is a straw man. You know well as I do that the politicians that write the laws and the police officers that enforce the laws do not have the laws enforced against them in the same manner as you and I. So we are not a nation of laws. Don't trot that.
We're not a nation of laws.
No, we are not a nation of laws. If we were a nation of laws, then Charles Rangel would have to go to jail for tax evasion. So
the
fact is, all you're proposing is that the rest of us have, and you know, when cops commit murder and do things like the cop that shot that guy in the back of the head over at the BART station in San Francisco,
he got
3 years. I think it was suspended. The fact is, we are not a nation of laws. What?
He thought it was his taser.
Right, that's what he said.
That's what he said.
That,
come on.
If I said that, what would it be like, though? Hey, I
the
shot that
closed.
Guy in the
They're
chest. I thought I was using a taser.
Right. Yeah, right. You'd go to hell in a handbasket. But I think there's a lot of guys that went to jail for like school teachers.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of women that went to jail for molesting young guys.
Yep,
so happens. I don't think this woman should get a free pass.
And so you think that because things were wrong in our system in the past, that things should continue to be wrong? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm not saying. I'm saying that
when you were 14 years old, sir. When you were 14 years old, and
I had a hot eighth grade teacher, and if she would have said let's get it on, I would have told a soul.
And you think she would have deserved to go to prison for that?
God, you do. Yeah. No.
There you go.
So get straight, man. Get consistent with your message then.
Yeah, well, you know what? I've gotten older and I've gotten wiser too.
Well, that's okay. Everybody makes mistakes, right?
Exactly. She does, and she's going to pay for it because, like you said earlier about the, you don't want your tax dollars paying for it.
Yep.
And I don't want my tax dollars really actually paying for it either, but what are you going to do about
so
it?
So stop. You can stop advocating it. You can
that's
stop
the first
advocating
step is to stop advocating, to stop saying it's okay for the system to rob me to do something that you don't want it to do.
But to put a person
that's
in
not
a,
okay. And it's not okay because it's the law, because you know as well as I do that the people that write the law and the people that enforce the law don't have to obey the law in the same way that you and I do.
That's
I would
true.
Love
that's
to
true.
See
hey, listen, guys. I'm going to say one thing before I hang up.
Sure.
I like listening to you every Saturday.
Thank
glad
you,
sir.
You're out there,
keep
Joe.
Up
thanks.
The good work, guys.
Thanks for
thank
the call.
You.
Appreciate hearing
bye-bye.
From you. Let's talk to Jared in Tallahassee, listening to WFLA FM. Hello, Jerry. Or Jared, rather. Excuse me. Jared. Jared going once. Jared going twice. We lost Jared. Let's try. Nero is gone, too. Let's move on here and talk to Moses, who's been waiting patiently in Tampa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Moses. Moses going once. Moses going twice.
Any chance our warm-up's going to
stop? Oh, there. Hello. Is this Moses?
Hello. Is anybody there?
Is this Moses? This is Jerry, apparently.
This yeah, this is Jerry.
Jerry in Evansville?
Yes.
Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind tonight?
I don't know. I come upon this in a totally different outlook, different direction because of my upbringing as a Christian, and I just feel like it's wrong to have sex unless you're married. And
okay.
That's just the way I feel about it.
So,
anybody having sex, no matter what, how old you are, or who you are, and if you're not married, the Bible says it's wrong.
I was raised Christian too, and my question to you would be this: since Christians are Christ-like, who would Jesus throw in jail for 9 years for doing this?
Well, I don't know what the punishment would be, but I know that he says it's wrong, and I just agree. I just believe it's wrong, and I don't think it should ever be considered.
That's a,
okay,
don't you think that's
no
a dodge, though?
Country.
Shouldn't you be acting Christ-like? Shouldn't you come up with a solution rather than saying it's wrong
well, what
and
should
I'll let someone else fix it?
Let's let him think about that for a moment here. Hang on, Jerry. We'll bring it back. What should happen to somebody who's having sex, period, outside of marriage, according to him? So hopefully I'll come up with an answer for us. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up anything, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. They're all free. And head over there right now, freetalklive.com.
Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to their advantage. Jurisdictionary.com explains to you how to use the rules of the judicial system. It's how to get the forms, how to get evidence, how to move the courts, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings. It's all in there. It's all designed by a doctor of jurisprudence who wants you to know how to protect yourself from members of his profession. Jurisdictionary.com allows you to take your court cases for yourself to court. And it's, you know, it's written in the manner that the average eighth grader can grasp in less than 24 hours. Go to jurisdictionary.com, buy the course. I've taken it. It's fabulous. And when you do buy the course, use the pull-down menu there that I mentioned Free Talk Live.
All right. The toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We have just gone from one ludicrous claim to another here from some of our callers tonight. And I think maybe one of the most ludicrous has just been uttered, and that is that Jerry in Evansville, listening to WGBF, has said that he doesn't think anybody should be having sex unless they're married. And we just wanted to find out, Jerry, if you actually had come up with any ideas to what you think should happen to people that have sex outside of marriage.
Yeah, all I know is whatever the particular state, country, whatever determines it should be, that's what it should be.
Do you think Jesus would have done that? I mean, you said that the reason was because you're a Christian, and I was raised a Christian, as were you, and I'm...
Well, then you know what's wrong.
No, actually, I don't. Jesus said that the only two commandments were to love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. So all the other Old Testament laws where you can't tattoo yourself, you can't round your beard for the dead, you can't disrespect your parents unless you want to be stoned, or all the other things are not actually sins anymore, as I understand it. The only ones are not loving your neighbor as yourself.
The Ten Commandments still are the Ten Commandments.
They are old law, right, that Jesus came and set back. So, I mean, now you're into this sort of theological conversation. So what if I'm a Christian and you're a Christian, but we disagree on the Bible and what it says?
Well, we have a right to disagree.
Yeah. So I'm asking you. You said as a Christian, the way you're taking it is that people who have sex outside of marriage are doing something wrong. And I'm trying to ferret out.
According to the Bible, that would be correct, yes.
I don't know that that's necessarily true, but you can decide that that's true for you, okay?
And that's a decision you're going to have to... rectify with your own maker.
Well, what, my maker's different than yours?
All I'm saying is that's if you disagree with it, then you're going to have to take that up with the Lord when you meet him someday and tell him, hey, why did you say this? I disagree
Fine,
with it.
I'm willing to do that. My question to you is, what should we do here while we're on earth about it?
Well, we should just not have sex until we're married, because that's what the Bible says.
If people do, what do you want to do about it?
Well, I don't know what the punishment will be.
So we should let them have sex outside of marriage if they want, and we let God punish them later?
No,
what he's going to do?
That's not what he said. He said earlier that he would support whatever the punishment man comes up with for it. Right, Jerry?
Right. In other words, if the state determines this is the punishment, or the country, whatever country it is, or if they determine there's no punishment, then there's no punishment.
So how did the state get dominion over me? I thought I was a child of God. How did the state get dominion over me?
All I'm saying is, I'm a truck driver here. I'm at my drop, and I got
to
get inside.
All right,
I got
to
get off the line. But all I'm saying is, if the Bible says it's wrong, then it's wrong. And that's how I'm going to end the conversation.
That's right. No need to really think critically. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves.
There's a lot of stuff that the Bible says is wrong that I'm not so sure is wrong by our standards anymore. One of the things that disturbs me greatly in the Old Testament, that's where he's getting all these rules from, is how Moses sent his warriors in to destroy people in Canaan, said, kill everyone in the town except for the virgins. You can keep them for yourself. Virgin women,
keep them for yourself. What would you, I guess the idea would be they'd have to marry him first.
You're going to raise them in the way that Jesus would. You wouldn't have sex with them. God knows. In the city of Ai, when Joshua attacked, they killed everyone. And that's what God said.
God told
them, kill every man, woman, and child. And the sheep. I think they kept some sheep.
Killing's okay.
So God punished them for the sheep.
Apparently killing's okay if God told you to do it, right? Did that work for Charles Manson, that excuse?
Yeah. If God told me to kill somebody, am I going to, escape the law on this one?
1-800-259-9231. And what a cop-out to say, well, I'll support whatever the punishment is that man decides for
Jesus
having sex.
Jesus is supposed to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, right? I mean, he's supposed to be the ruler above these things. Why is it that I have to obey these arbitrary dictates set down by human beings?
Isn't the whole point of Christianity, and as a former Christian, isn't the whole point of Christianity to emulate Christ? To essentially be forgiving and loving and understanding toward people.
Right. Who would Jesus imprison?
Right.
That's all I want to know.
Right. If Jesus were into, let's take all the rest of the men out of the picture here, and let's talk about that one. If Jesus were in charge of the government, what law would he implement against having sex? What would the punishment that Jesus would suggest be? Would Jesus even suggest a punishment, or would he forgive? If that indeed was against his proclamations, Jerry was claiming that was the case. Mark, you're saying later on that's not necessarily the case.
Not necessarily the case, no.
So we continue here with your phone calls. And by the way, I think it's an incredibly bad idea. But just as an aside on the issue of sex, not having sex before marriage, I think that's an incredibly poor idea.
It doesn't make much sense to me.
No, because if you want to know if you're compatible with a potential mate, sexual compatibility is a pretty important factor there. And how are you going to know anything about that if you can't have sex before you have before you're married to somebody? Because getting unmarried isn't exactly an easy thing to do, and some people would say that's against God too. So you get married and you end up having sex, this awkward honeymoon night sex because you've never had sex before, and then down the line you find out there's some sort of sexual incompatibility that you have. Maybe you're too big, that's certainly a possibility, or she's too small or whatever. And it's uncomfortable. Sex can be uncomfortable in that particular situation. You're just supposed to keep going on and, live life with that person, even though it just doesn't work. I mean, it's so ludicrous. It's so non-thinking. It's absurd. Anyway, we continue with your calls here. Let's talk to Carlos, listening in Fort Worth. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Carlos.
Carlos, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, listen, your listeners are going to make me shoot myself.
Wow. What's going on?
Mira, I've been preaching exactly what you're talking about. For the past 10 years.
What do you mean?
I'm on your side, okay? What happens in other people's lives, it's their business. We have no right to throw our personal feelings and beliefs on them.
Carlos, I love you, man. Thank you so much for calling in with that sensible viewpoint. Where are you from?
You
detect a slight accent.
I'm Hispanic.
You're Hispanic. Where are you from?
Texas.
Oh, you were born in Texas?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just want to say I appreciate your perspective. And thank you. Anything else you want to share?
Mira. As far as the age, as what is consent, as long as they know what they're doing, that's it.
I agree with that. If you know what you're getting into, you may not realize all the consequences, but you certainly know what you're doing. And I knew what I was doing when I was 10 years old, fooling around with a next door neighbor.
It's like, would I take advantage of an 8-10-year-old little girl? No, I would, because they are little. But right now, and I'm telling this to all your listeners, right now, in this great United States of America that I served for 18 and a half years, right now, kids are having sex at 12.
It happens.
And I always talk to these people who say, oh, no, my daughter wouldn't do that. You don't know that. You do not. It's not like she's going to come home and say, guess what, Dad, I just had sex. She's never going to do that.
Yeah, my girlfriend at one time told me that when she was 13 years old, she was absolutely out there engaging in sexual activity. She might not have had out-and-out intercourse, but she was engaging in sexual activity, and she was very aware of what it was that she was doing and the amount of power that it gave her as well. She was very aware of that, and I think you're absolutely right. Any parents that are telling themselves, well, my children won't do that, they're just telling themselves a story to make them feel better, sleep better at night.
Pero mira, to that lady Pat and that guy Jerry, that religious guy, and that lady Pat that called earlier, this is all I got to say. Look, just mind your own business, because you don't know the story behind a relationship.
Yep.
You know, like you said, if you know it's been raped and it's been forced on, yes, do something about it. But don't do anything about it until you know for sure.
Carlos, good thoughts. Thank you. Gracias. Good night. Appreciate it.
Buenas noches.
I'm a little rusty, Mark, okay? Give me a break here. Hour number three is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.